there's people actually dying on their over the head of their own efficiency. But I was a patient myself on there for a long time, and I can't find anything wrong with the staff. The people are brilliant. The nurses are stressed out. There's a friend of mine on there in a bad way there a few months back, and he was looked after amazingly well. For the resources they have, it's a disgrace, especially in an area like this, a high focal point, well, you could say a red spot for cancer. A cyst to come up in my back about a year ago. Now, I was supposed to get the roots out, and I am on remission from cancer. I'm still waiting yet, and that's nearly a year ago. And if that turns malignant, I'll tell you what, I'll not be a happy cookie, I'll tell you that. Because my life's in the lines here because of somebody's inefficiency.
I just don't know what to make of it, neither can I, you know. When you're in the system, it's good, but it's getting into the system. And I don't have the answers to how they fix it up. But the powers that be should, so they're the boys getting paid the money, they know what to do. So I'm just here supporting the nurses and the doctors and the patients that are on there and the patients to be. Because we don't know when we'll need it.
I'm just protesting here because of the situation in the hospital. There are so many people that are waiting in bed, so many people sick, can't be seen to, operation being cancelled, this and that, obtained different things.
Well, Emma's waiting nearly 2 years on spinal surgery, and we had pre-op tests done in October, and normally a month later you would have your surgery, and we're in the middle of February and we still don't have a date. And it's tummy sore, back sore, mummy. And she's a bone here, pushing out her stomach.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
And she needs surgery.